Tales of Robin Hood, retold by Mary McLeod, read by Katie Haig. Robin Hood is said to have been born at Locksley in the county of Nottingham in the reign of Henry II, about 1160. Some claim that he came of good family and was in reality the Earl of Huntingdon. Public performances of plays based on the tales became so common by 1550 that they had to be forbidden. But the people would not be forbidden, said John Knox, the preacher. Bishop Latimer complained bitterly how, when he was one day ready to preach in a country church, he was told it was Robin Hood's day, a busy day with them, and they could not hear him. You will find a lot about Robin Hood in Scott's Ivanhoe, some of which is in the volume The Stories That Never Grow Old. Robin Hood and the Knight. In the days of Richard I, there lived a famous outlaw who was known by the name of Robin Hood. He was born at Locksley in the county of Nottingham and was of noble origin, for he is often spoken of as Earl of Huntingdon. Robin was very wild and daring, and having placed his life in danger by some reckless act, or possibly through some political offence, he fled for refuge to the Greenwood. His chief haunts were Sherwood Forest in Nottinghamshire and Barnsdale in Yorkshire. Round him soon flocked a band of trusty followers. An old chronicler states that Robin Hood entertained 100 tall men and good archers. They robbed none but the rich and killed no man except in self-defence. Robin suffered no woman to be oppressed or otherwise molested. Poor men's goods he spared, abundantly relieving them, with spoils got from abbeys or the houses of rich people. Robin Hood's exploits were widely known, and although the poorer classes were all on his side, those in authority were naturally incensed against him. Many attempts were made to seize him, and large rewards were offered for his capture. He was often in danger of his life, and had many narrow escapes, but so daring was his courage, and so quick and clever his wit and resource, that he always contrived to get clear away. An old tradition says that the father of Robin was a forester, a renowned archer. On one occasion he shot for a wager against the three gallant yeomen of the North Country, Adam Bell, Clym of the Clough, and William of Cloudesley, and the forester beat all three of them. The mother of Robin Hood was a niece of the famous Guy, Earl of Warwick, who slew the Blue Boar. Her brother was Gamwell of Great Gamwell Hall, a squire of famous degree, and the owner of one of the finest houses in Nottinghamshire. When the other outlaws flocked to Robin Hood, they begged him to tell them what sort of life they were to lead, and where they were to go, what they were to take and what to leave, what sort of people they were to rob, and whom they were to beat and to bind. In short, how they were to act in every circumstance. "Have no fear, we shall do very well," answered Robin. "But look you do no harm to any husbandman that tilleth with his plough, nor to any good yeoman that walketh in the greenwood, nor to any knight or squire who is a good fellow, and harm no folk in whose company is any woman. But fat rascals, and all who have got rich by pilfering, canting, and cheating, those you may beat and bind, and hold captive for ransom. And chiefly the Sheriff of Nottingham, look you, bear him well in mind." And his followers promised to pay heed to his words, and carry them out carefully. Chief among the band of outlaws, known as Robin Hood's Merry Men, was Little John, so called because his name was John Little, and he was 7 feet high. Robin Hood was about 20 years old when he first came to know Little John, and they got acquainted in this way. Robin was walking one day in the forest when, coming near a brook, he chanced to spy a stranger, a strong, lusty lad like himself. The two met in the middle of a long, narrow bridge, and neither would give way. They quarrelled as to which should be the master, and finally agreed to fight with stout staves on the bridge, and whichever fell into the water, the other was to be declared to have won. The encounter was a stiff one, but finally the stranger knocked down Robin Hood and tumbled him into the brook. Robin bore no malice, but owned at once the other had got the best of it, and, seeing what a stout, nimble fellow he was, persuaded him to join his band of archers and go and live with them in the greenwood. Next to Little John, the chief man was Will Scarlet, who in reality was Robin's own cousin or nephew.